Do you think the long term, Lynn, have they given up looking for work?
Well, they're not reporting that they have, or else we wouldn't have counted them in that number. They're unemployed, meaning is that they don't have a job, but they're still actively looking, or else they would not be counted or defined as unemployed. So these are individuals that they still want a job and they're actually still looking. They're not discouraged in the technical sense of the word.
The other aspect that you talked about, those voluntarily quitting their jobs. Now, what kind of jobs are we talking about there?
Well, we don't have any data that's tying them into specific occupations from this survey, so I'm not able to illuminate exactly what type of work they're coming from, whether what industry or what occupation. In general, though, and we're seeing this around the nation, that the quit rate is actually increasing. We often associate this with with growing confidence in ability to, in a person's ability to find another job. And very often, this quit rate, an increase in the quit rate, will anticipate some wage growth. Often the only time that a person can increase their wage is by showing some mobility in terms of their job attachment. Not able to, get a raise or get the promotion with my current employer. Perhaps their financial situation is fixed where they can't increase a person's wage, or they don't have, a location for their new skill sets, an unopened slot. And so when a person, leaves that job and is out on the market, the labor market, they can increase their wages.
So I guess overall, for December, it's good, but not so good. I mean, it's still just kind of ho-hum.
I would agree that it is kind of a mixed report. I mean, we are seeing, I'm optimistic that the declines that we've seen in oil and gas employment they're not occurring right now. It was just down 100 jobs for the month, which statistically speaking it's basically flat. And compared to the tremendous declines that we saw for 20 months in a row, that's a very benign reading there. If that continues, then the long term stability of Oklahoma's labor markets is in much better shape. But I think we still have at least several months more to go where all of that reduction in oil and gas employment is still going to play out in other industries. And again, I think that's what we're seeing in accommodation and food services, down 2,300 jobs or 1.5% for November as individuals cut their budget because in a reaction to the layoffs in the energy industry and in manufacturing. Obviously, one of the places that can be cut in a family budget would be eating out as often. And so I think there's still more bad news to play out in a sector like that over the next few months, unfortunately. But it's a reaction to those cuts that have already taken place.